It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante. I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross. Now, I know we normally send out a 409 tailgate box for the best question. A little bit of supply chain limitations are affecting our ability to ship out that prize box. So instead, we are going to send out a KSN polo shirt instead. And Ross, I got to tell you, last week, guess what? I forgot to announce the winner in quarter four.
Love it. It's not just an Andy Shea thing.
No, well, I still blame Andy. I am not sure why, but I do blame Andy. So just to make the announcement official, although I have contacted him, Mark in Murraysville is the winner last week. And I just want to real quick read a note that Mark sent me. He's like, thank you for the shirt and all the great KSN podcasts. I never miss a podcast as a hardcore Penn State fan. KSN definitely has the best Penn State sports talk out there. Keep up the great work. I am going to proudly wear my KSN polo shirt. So how about that? Very nice note from Mark.
Yeah, that's awesome. Love notes like that. Highly encourage people, if you haven't already, to get the Keystone Sports Network app. And hopefully you're already following us on Twitter at KSN Sportsnet or me at Ross Tucker NFL. I can just tell you, when Jim forwards along one of those notes or one of you guys sends me a tweet, again, at Ross Tucker NFL, it means a lot. It's cool, and glad to know you guys are listening and liking it. And I love the Ask Ross segment, so let's do it.
All right, let's start with Andrew from Elmer, New Jersey. Hey, Ross, what's the difference between a guard or a tackle pulling on a run play? I watched Landon Tengwall's junior tape and saw him pulling as a tackle. That's the first time I saw a tackle pulling.
There's not that much of a difference, other than if they're both pulling, you know, a lot of times it'll be the guard that's kicking out and the tackle is going up in the hole. You know, typically guards pull more than tackles just because of the nature of offensive design. But tackles can pull and pull effectively. And it really depends on the portfolio of runs that the given offensive coordinator has in his repertoire. You know, sometimes I remember there was a play that Penn State would run a bunch where Ryan Bates would pull, you know, and you'd see Ryan Bates from left tackle pulling up into the hole. And it seemed like Penn State ran that play to the right a lot. I think they did it because they knew Bates was very accustomed to pulling from when he played guard earlier in his career. So, you know, there's tackle traps. There's what they call G scheme, where a guard pulls to the play side. So there's really not much of a difference. It's most of the coaching points will be the same.
Gotcha. Okay. Next up is Mark from Lancaster. He says, hi, guys. Love the show. How does the cancellation of spring practice impact early enrollees? Does this negate any advantage they have over kids who decided to stay in high school through their June graduation?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't know what the rules are, Jim, now that you say that. This is a good question because I'm assuming Penn State is allowed to have any of their players on these meetings that they're having. You know, they're having these online meetings. I don't know. I mean, are the guys that didn't enroll early, are they still allowed to be part of these installs and these spring meetings that they're having, or is it only for the early enrollees? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if you have to already be enrolled in school to be able to participate in, you know, the online sessions that they're having right now. That's actually a really, really good question, because my instinct was going to be that I don't think it gives them much of an edge. You know, they were there in January and February, which I think absolutely helped physically. So they got the edge there, but most of the edge you get is going through those 15 practices or whatever that your other younger, you know, your other classmates who didn't enroll early didn't go through. So that does make a pretty sizable difference, those 15 practices, but obviously they're not getting them in now. And I think we probably would need to get some clarity as to whether or not the high school prospects that haven't early enrolled are allowed to get in on those conference calls, you know, those Zoom meetings, or maybe they got to be doing their same school work for their, you know, for their lives, for their high school, because they haven't enrolled yet, so they need to finish their school work. Maybe there's a conflict there. I think that's a really interesting question. Either way, though, they're not gaining the same amount of advantage over their other classmates that don't early enroll as they would have otherwise.
And this is purely a guess, and I'll have to ask Greg and Bob, but my guess is they would not be able to, because if they were, why not do that kind of meeting anyway with those kids? Go to your high school class, we'll have a meeting this evening at 6 o'clock, a Zoom meeting, and include those kids who haven't graduated yet. So my thinking is there's probably a rule somewhere that they have to graduate before you could do those kind of meetings, but we'll check on it. All right, next up is John from Hershey. John asks, would it make sense with the inexperience of the receivers this year that in the red zone especially do a 3 tight end formation? With all of them 6'4 and taller, it'd be an extremely difficult matchup somewhere, especially with Kuntz being 6'7 and a former hurdler.
Well, I don't know that you necessarily have to have 3 tight ends out there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they used Kuntz in the red zone for that exact purpose. I mean, he's tall, you know, he's like, yes. I mean, he's 6'8". He is really, really tall. So I think you can use him, even split him out at wide receiver and have a 2 tight end set. I don't think you necessarily need to go to a 3 tight end set. Now, back in the day, Jim, when you get near the goal line, everybody would have these 3 tight end sets, right? Because you'd be all bunched in goal line formation. Everybody kind of thought that's how you have to run those plays. I think people have realized you're actually better off spreading the opponent out, not having as many bodies in there to try to have as much room as you can possibly have for if you want to run the football or not. So you don't see as many heavy sets as you used to. I like where his head's at, though, about trying to get Kuntz or maybe even Strange involved as bigger targets, bigger bodies in the red zone.
And I want to see that 6'7 player going up for some of those 50-50 balls. All right, next up is David in San Diego, formerly of Milwaukee. Anyway, I think you'll like this one. David asks, is it true that daddy sodas prevent the coronavirus, but only in males 21 and over?
especially Labatt Blue ones. Yes, I've come to realize that Labatt Blue is the antidote for for coronavirus. I wish, man. I wish. It's funny. I actually this week, Jim, had a virtual happy hour with some of my listeners to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. It was pretty cool. We had like 20 people. It was 3 countries, 12 some states. Everybody had a different beer and that they held up, and we all kind of cheered together. So if it does work, then we're all cured. But I know this much to answer the question. If it does work, then I'm cured for a long time based on how these last few weeks have gone. I'm good to go. Man, I hope so. I don't even want to go there mentally, Jim, about, you know, there being issues with the college football season. I can't even, you know, I saw what Kirk Herbstreit, other people, I can't even go there, man. We're at that point. We're going to need football, man. That's 5 months from now. We're going to need football, even if there's something different with the, you know, the crowds or the stadium, which would obviously stink. We're going to need football in some way, shape, or form. I certainly hope we're past this, or at least to a point where they're able to play the game safely.
And again, I don't want to go too far off on the coronavirus thing. I am not a scientist. I am not a doctor, but I am looking at those models that they use, and it seems rather obvious the next couple weeks are going to be really, really bad. So please, people, please stay in, follow the rules. But after those couple weeks, or let's say another month, as much as the curve goes straight up, it goes straight down. And I've been hearing things that college administrators are saying, boy, if we could play the season, we're going to play it. It's, you know, so I think what you got to look for is, will Major League Baseball get games in? Will the NFL play? If you see those things, I'm pretty sure the college football season will play out also. All right, moving on. Richard in Lock Haven. Here's a big question for you, Ross. In your humble opinion, what will Penn State's record be at the end of this season?
Wow, that's a good question. I am going to say, man, I'd have to look at their schedule. He caught me off guard on that one, but I think they got a really good chance to be 11-1. Really good chance to be 11-1. If I had to bet right now, it would either be between 10-2 or 11-1, and I think I'd go 11-1. I think they got a pretty good chance to beat Ohio State playing at home. I still think they'd probably stumble and lose one game along the way, but I think Penn State has a chance to have a very good year. So for right now, I'd say 11-1.
Well, I'll tell you what, I like that pick. I think they have that interesting game early at Virginia Tech. And what makes it more fascinating for Penn State, new offensive coordinator, many new coaches. Will they be ready early, and will they be ready to go on the road early? Let's see if we can get in one more question real quick here, Ross. Just saw an evaluation from Sports Illustrated, ranks Penn State as the fourth most talented. Eventually he gets to the question. This is Dave in Upper Hanover. Would you go hard after a transfer quarterback with more upside than Sean Clifford, the way Ohio State did with Justin Fields?
Well, who's that guy?
I mean, this year it isn't the case, but if a Justin Fields were available, how hard would you go after a player like that?
I think you absolutely have to consider it. But I feel pretty good about Sean Clifford. You know, I mean, I think if a guy like Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields wanted to come to your school, you can't turn that down. But I feel pretty good about Clifford. I don't think Penn State, you know, would be actively really looking for that guy right now. I think they feel pretty good about him.
Got it. All right. Sounds good. Ross, thank you very much. In quarter number four, we're going to announce the winner.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.